This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live, and on Free Talk Live, you can bring up what you wish to bring up. I'll give you the telephone numbers here coming up in the very near future. It's Mark with you.
And Daryl.
And in the last hour, we talked about Neanderthals, the Flat Earth Society, and tipping. So now on to really important subjects like the Transportation Safety Administration.
Should you tip them before they molest you?
Well, it depends on how well they do it. I think you should wait. I think you should wait till afterwards. So this is coming from the Boston Globe. When the Transportation Security Administration, I thought it was safety, huh? I guess maybe they changed their name on us.
Hold on. What did you say?
I said safety. It's now security?
That's what it has been.
Okay, I'll take your word for it. Has dispatched undercover investigators last spring to test the effectiveness of airport checkpoints. The results were deplorable.
They're always deplorable, and they've been doing this for over a decade.
Right. The results made a big splash last spring, but they have been deplorable all along. It was the failure rate. It was as high as 95%.
I think the most successful place that they tested had a failure rate of about 60%.
Yeah, that's ever.
In the course of 10 years. A failure rate of 60.
Indeed. So they decided that they were going to, the TSA chief comes out and says, we're going to put a panel on this. We're going to create a newer, better TSA, and you're going to be really impressed with us. 4 months later, they test themselves. The results stink again. It's just the same stuff over and over again. The test results were disappointing and troubling, was the quote here. The results were consistent across every airport. The failures include failures in technology, failures in procedures, and human error. They found layers of security simply missing. And so, yeah, I mean, there you go. If you fire the head of TSA, it's not going to change anything. It's still a bureaucracy. I want to go to the phones. We've got Sean calling in. And you can, too. The number is 855-450-3733. Sean from Santa Barbara, you're on Free Talk Live. What is on your mind, sir? Sean, can you hear me now? Yep.
Hello.
Oh, there you go.
All right. Hey, first I just want to get this out of the way. Daryl, I got your book, The Anarcho Teachings of Christ. That's a great book of Yeshua. So that's a great book. But I'm calling about agorism.
Real quick, can you tell people about it, Daryl?
Yeah. So I wrote the book several years ago, and I touch on some of the more anarcho, that being, no rulers. Anarchism means no rulers. And Yeshua is the Aramaic name for who most people call Jesus. So I look at some of his teachings and point towards the theory that he may have been teaching that you don't need human rulers.
Sean?
Yeah, so yeah, that's about right. It's a great book. And I'm calling tonight mainly about agorism and, Mark, your opinion on it, which I caught up with on the show earlier this week. And
right, I wrote a blog post. You can go to freetalklive.com/news, see my blog post on agorism, where I say that agorism doesn't work. Go ahead.
I don't agree with you, just because, unless it depends on, I guess, your definition of agorism, but agorism.
Okay, so let's define the term real quick, because there are probably people listening that don't really know what agorism means. So, Sean, I'll let you define the term since you called in, and then, Mark, I'll let you define it if you define it different than Sean does.
Okay, my view of agorism is pretty much any transaction or happening, interaction, association that is not including a government agency or whatever. No government interaction.
Yep. Agorism is the supposedly revolutionary philosophy that one can use the counter economy to outcompete the state, thus causing this monopoly that we monopoly on the claims of force that we call the state, causing it to shake and crumble.
So if enough people sell weed and uninspected bacon, the state goes away?
Sean?
Yeah.
No, I'm asking you, Mark. Is that basically what people, in your view, is that what people that advocate for agorism, is that what they're saying? If enough people sell weed and uninspected bacon, state goes away.
To me, what agorism is basically a marketing tool to aim towards libertarians. Sean?
I don't totally agree with that, because you're categorizing it into a narrow, kind of a narrow field of view there. Because in my view, agorism happens every day across the world, and a lot of people don't even know they're engaging in it.
Sure. There's I mentioned System D, which is another terminology for basically what you're talking about, people doing transactions outside of the state sphere. But what happens is that as people, you know, people are like, hey, I like this whole transaction thing. I'm going to set up a storefront. And once they set up a storefront, then the government comes along and says, hey, you like selling out of a store? No problem. You're going to need a license. You're going to need permits. You're going to need all kinds of stuff, and pay us. And so they, you know, raise their rates, and they work a little longer, and they get they, you know, so that they can be in one place to go buy and sell.
Now, Sean, I want to sort of disagree with something you said. You said that a lot of people conduct agorism and don't realize that they do it. I've heard people that promote agorism say that the only things that are agorism are the things that the people conducting it say are agorism. So, for instance, there are a lot of drug dealers. Not all drug dealers are conducting agorism because not all drug dealers say that they are selling drugs for the sole purpose of eventually bringing down the state. There are a lot of people that will sell other things that the government might say you're not allowed to do, but they're not doing it for the sole purpose of bringing down the state. So, therefore, a lot of agorists would say that those things are not agorism.
Never read that definition or view on it, and I guess there must be multiple views of agorism, actually. Back to the storefront topic where you say, you know, you can sell stuff in a back alley for so long that you might want to set up a storefront. What about, for example, like a blue collar guy say, you know, and he does 90% of his work for cash, which that his name, whatever, and he goes deposits in a savings account, you know, and so he's doing supported. In my view, he's used agorism to enrich his own life and the lives of his customers.
I just want to make sure that people can hear you because you're popping in and out here. So basically, you're saying if a guy who goes out and does
handyman.
If a handyman does work for people, takes the money, puts it in a bank account, he never pays income taxes on it, that he's making his life better, he's making his family's life better, and so therefore that's good. I'm certainly not disagreeing with a business model where somebody is, you know, working under the table or something like that. That's not what my complaint is. What my complaint is what does that do as a revolutionary philosophy? Because that's the claim of agorism. Agorism is, the claim is it is a revolutionary philosophy in that it will bring down the state. What does that do?
Well, it undermines the state.
Barely.
I don't think barely. I mean, there's missed out on a ton, you know.
Two-thirds of the transactions that happen on the planet and it's been more than that in the past. Two-thirds of the transactions on the planet are untaxed at this point. The state is growing. Wouldn't you agree?
I do agree with that.
But if you take it as a timeline, then agorism actually grows the state.
Okay.
I don't believe that.
I mean, you
that's one of those correlation does not equal causation.
Right, because agorism has no correlation, has no causation to the state. That's what my claim is.
And you can say that about almost anything then. I mean,
agreed.
mean,
if you want to do something to go after the state, there are a few things you can do. I recommend moving for the Free State Project. You got anything else, Sean?
I agree with that. I just like the idea of undermining the state as much as possible, but overall...
I like the idea of giving them as little money as possible, so I will agree with you on that. Thanks for the call, Sean. Appreciate it. 855-450-3733. It's a little inside radio talk, inside libertarian
you
talk.
You can control your health care with Liberty HealthShare.
Liberty HealthShare is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty HealthShare.
Together, we're changing health care for good. libertyhealthshare.org.
Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at webcurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. Webcurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with a click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit webcurfew.com.
Don't take a cold or flu lying down. Stand up and fight back with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is a natural immune system booster that is highly effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is perfect for daily use and can be taken orally or used topically to keep you protected from whatever comes your way. This new technology is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is supported by extensive research from over 300 clinical studies at universities and independent research facilities across the country. Supernatural Silver has an exceptionally long storage life and should be an essential part of your emergency preparedness. Don't be caught off guard. Give your body the support it needs to fight off deadly pathogens that are lurking everywhere. Stock up on Supernatural Silver and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Little weird audio noises there. It's incompetence. That's what it is. You can give us a call at 855-450-3733. We're talking about the TSA and their failure to perform their job over and over and over again. Here from the Boston Globe, they've tested themselves and found 95% failure rate. They say they're going to fix it. They test themselves again. Now, we don't have a number on what the test is, but the results, disappointing and troubling. Failures in technology, procedures, and human error. Some layers of security simply missing. I think that we could go back to whatever we had pre-9/11 and be just as well off and less molested.
How about we go back to what we had pre-1979? And the reason I say 1979 is because that's the year that the federal government basically told airlines, you must contract security. You cannot handle it yourself.
Oh, well, I think it'd be fine if airlines handled it. They'd probably do a better job. Southwest does an awesome job of getting you drinks and getting you in your seat and getting you, you know, all over the place. I happen to think they're the best airline out there. Obviously, other people are going to have different opinions, but I'm sure they'll do just a fine job of getting me through security in whatever way they do it. Let's go to the phones. We've got Ben calling in on Skype. Ben, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. You're on Free Talk Live with Mark and Daryl. What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to talk about science a little bit, and the caller earlier who's talking about how the Earth is flat.
Science and the Earth is flat in the same sentence. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, totally. I agree with him. So I've done some research on this, and from what I can tell, the Earth was originally round, but in the 50s, as you might have known, based on Roswell and some of the other things, there were aliens, and they came to the Earth. Now, you might be asking yourself, why? Why would they come to the Earth, and why would they want to flatten the Earth? Well, it's pretty simple, because their spaceships were too big to land on the curved surface of the Earth. Because think about it. Like, other solar systems are bigger. Like, think about Jupiter. Jupiter's a large planet, and these are larger creatures. They need bigger spaceships, right? So, if they're going to land on the Earth, they're just going to, you know, topple off and start floating towards the sun, which has a larger gravitational effect. So they had to flatten it so they could, you know, eat cows and, you know, put brain probes in humans to study them and stuff like that, right? Now, you might be thinking,
drugs are you on right now? Because I want some. That's what I'm thinking.
I'm totally sober. I'm not on drugs.
Do you have a theory as to how they took a spherical Earth and made it flat?
They use chemtrails. They have special chemicals developed on their planet specifically to flatten the Earth. and then you might be thinking, though, why has nobody ever seen these giant spaceships? Well, it's because they landed in Antarctica, in the 50s.
Roswell's not in Antarctica. Roswell's in New Mexico.
Well, that's just an example. There's some that landed. You have a good point there. I haven't done enough research to
New Mexico's flat, right? Like, it's square.
Ooh.
It's straight lines on the edge.
Ooh, like the Mercator projection map.
Ben, thanks for the call. 855-450-3.
I really want to know what drugs he was on.
855-450-free.
I also want to know where I can find them.
Or you can call in on Skype like he was on. That's lrn.fm is our username. You send us a user request. We'll approve it in short order, and then you can call in and sound great, even if what you say is clearly insane. So, the TSA.
Speaking of insane...
14 years after the creation of the TSA, there is still no indication that the agency has ever caught a terrorist or foiled a 9/11 type plot in the offing. Conversely, there are reams and reams of reports documenting the inability of the TSA screeners to spot hidden guns, knives, bomb components, and other dangerous contraband as they pass through airport checkpoints. It's doubtful that anyone is still capable of being surprised by a fresh confirmation of the TSA's utter incompetence, even if members of Congress do something, sometimes feign alarm for the sake of folks back home. Let's face it, the Transportation Security Administration, which annually costs taxpayers, wait for it, $7 billion, should never have been created. The responsibility for airport security should never have been federalized, let alone entrusted to a bloated and flexible workforce. This is the other thing. So the TSA is so much bigger than security was when, you know, pre-9/11. I guess at 44, I'm entering the realm of old, and I clearly remember what it was like to travel on airplanes prior to 9/11. I remember going and taking my baggage into the terminal, leaving it there, leaving the terminal, going and checking out the shops, getting the coffee or whatever, coming back through security, and then going and sitting by my bags. I would never do this now because it going through security stinks so badly. And now they have, of course, all the other things. And the TSA would be
I would never leave my bag to walk across the hall to buy a drink because of the whole, if you see an abandoned bag, then blah, 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 something, something terrorist, blah, yeah, blah, blah. It could be a bomb, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, right. It's going to be set on fire by the time you come back. There'll be a robot pulling it around, dragging it out of the airport and to blow it up in a van someplace. Yeah. So it just seems like we could have... The free market has done a great job of providing us solutions in all kinds of areas. Everything the government touches, it turns to crap. Why would we let it handle something as important to security on airplanes?
Now, something that you didn't mention that I remember happening before 9/11 was you could actually go past security and sit in the gate area and either say goodbye to your loved one or greet them as they came off the airplane.
That was really nice. I remember catching, my girlfriend was coming in from a flight, and I went to the airport, parked the car, went in, went through security, saw her as she came through the little pass-through thing from the airplane to the building, whatever that's called. It used to be stairs when I was a kid, but now it's, you know, that thing, concourse.
Hold on, are you talking about the jet bridge that,
yeah,
that goes thing from where they scan your ticket to jet the bridge side of the plane? That's a jet bridge.
Fine, jet bridge.
Or are you talking about the thing with all of the gates and the jet bridges? Yeah, that would be a concourse.
Terminal. Okay. No, it was the jet bridge. And, you know, there she is. She comes out, big hug, the whole deal. It was very nice. That's all changed. And,
yeah,
you know, I mean, I guess it's not that much different these days. You can still park and go in and wait for them to come out of security, but... Yeah, you know,
it's not the same.
Yeah. 855 453. Tell me why we need the TSA. I know you're out there. I see you in the lines of the TSA, you sycophants. 855 453. That's 855 450 3733. Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American-made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3 A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. And we're talking about the TSA. And I'm looking for that one person out there that still supports, that doesn't work for the agency and still supports the Transportation Security Administration.
Somebody has to be listening to this show right now that supports the existence of the TSA.
Because I gotta say, I just don't find them useful at all. You could do much less screening. The worst parts are the dragging out of the laptops, the water bottles have to get thrown away, and the shoes off. I think I could live with any one of these, but all of them is just so annoying.
And there are certain airports, and I know this partly because I used to work for an airline and I flew a lot because that was one of the benefits, and then when they made it harder for me to use the benefit, I quit. But there are certain airports where they'll have this sort of plastic case near the checkpoint, and they fill the case up with weird random things that they've taken from people. And in Louisville, particularly, they have this case full of miniature Louisville Slugger baseball bats.
Mm.
Because they say you aren't allowed to take these through because they can be used as a weapon. I happen to have taken five of them through security at one time. All five were in my bag. They didn't pull not a one of them out, but I walked right by a case that was full of them.
It's because they're inconsistent at best. I mean, everybody listening to me has gotten something sort of accidentally through. I've had pepper spray, knives, lighters, you know, whole variety of things get through that aren't supposed to go through. And that doesn't give you a real strong feeling of surety. Now, if they didn't ban all those things from going in, then you'd be like, oh, well, of course they catch all the guns, because you'd never try to get a gun through. You know, it's pretty rare that somebody accidentally gets a gun through security. So, you know, to me, that's really the issue is that by banning so many things, they've shown everybody all the holes in their system. Much of security is an aura, is a belief that they're taking care of something.
It's security theater. It's not security.
But people wouldn't know that it was security theater. All security is security theater. Some's better than others, but the TSA, by banning so many things like water bottles and nail clippers and all this stuff, they've made it worse on themselves because people get those things through all the time. Here's my theory. You're never going to be able to hijack an airplane anywhere in the world, again, with a box cutter. Because here is what, prior to 9/11, if a hijacking occurred, you spent the afternoon on a tarmac in Havana, and within 36 hours, you were back home. All you had to do was shut up and listen to these crazy people yammer on about what they want, and then you go home. Nobody has to get hurt. Nothing bad has to happen. Well, on 9/11, clearly they had a different goal than hijacking the plane. That's all they thought it was a hijacking. So after that, even on Flight 93, they go down there, they beat the guys up, and the plane ends up crashing and all this sort of thing. But, I mean, for God's sake, this is never going to happen again. At this point, when somebody acts weird in an airplane, you're lucky if that person lives, because the passengers tend to take them down and hold them down. There was one case where a person was held down by passengers, suffocated, and died. Just kind of a crazy person. No shortage of crazy people. They weren't taking over the airplane or anything like that. They just died.
The question that I had, even before 9/11, and I still to some extent have today, why is it not airline policy to lock the door going into the cockpit so that it can only be opened from inside the cockpit?
It seems like I don't know what they'd have to do, but you think that they could put a potty in there for the pilots and just lock them in, frankly, because if they're holding a stewardess hostage or steward hostage, the pilots might be prone to opening the door, so I can see why they wouldn't do that. But they certainly should have a bulletproof door that only opens from one side for the jet. But
right.
Again, they did have that pilot that crashed the airline, the airplane a few months ago.
But you really don't even need to give them a porta potty or put a lav in the thing. You could just tell them on any flight over 4 hours, you wear Depends.
So, going on here,
I'm being serious.
Yeah, the responsibility for airport security should never have been federalized, let alone entrusted to a bloated and flexible workforce. This is from the Boston Globe. The former TSA administrator, Kip Howley, calls it a national embarrassment that our airport security system remains so hopelessly bureaucratic, and warns the relationship between the public and the TSA has become too poisonous to be sustained. This is correct. America disdains the TSA. Enough people, I mean, when you have cops that say that the TSA is just full of a bunch of nincompoops, that's it. It's over. People whose job it is to provide baseline security say this form of security is nonsense. Fearmongers might howl, but admonishing the agency won't make air travel less secure. Admonishing won't do anything. They've admonished the TSA over and over again. It's not going to make a difference. Given the TSA's 95% failure rate, it would likely make it more secure to abolish the TSA. The airlines themselves should bear the chief responsibility for protecting planes and passengers at airports. After all, they have powerful financial incentives to ensure that flights are free of danger, while at the same time minimizing the indignities to which customers are subjected. Their bottom line would be at stake. The TSA feels no such spur.
So one thing that most people forget, or probably never knew, 15 years ago when the TSA was created, or 14, whatever it was, you know, when it was created, you know, over a dozen years ago, most people don't realize that the very first TSA agents were the same people that were working for the private companies that were not adequate enough to stop the terrorist. So we're going to now make them federal employees, and all of a sudden they can stop the terrorists?
Right. This is George Bush's grand idea, was we'll take these airport security people, basically what were widely considered riddicops, which I think is a cruel term. I don't particularly care for it. But we'll take them. We'll give them federal paychecks, and somehow they're going to be better at it. Well, this is just proof that making somebody a government bureaucrat makes them worse at their job. It's just proof.
Because now it's harder to fire them because, well, they're a government agent and there's a union and all of these other things.
Like he says, the airlines should be doing this. Like you said, Daryl, the airlines should be doing this because they'll provide the best service at the best price.
And there would wind up being a happy medium of security. Because you can have some airline that says, yeah, come on, we're not going to scan anything. And after a couple airplanes get hijacked or, you know, whatever, people are pretty quick going to stop buying tickets on that airline. You can have another thing that says, in order for you to get on our airplane, you must have a colonoscopy and all of this other incredibly invasive stuff to make sure that you're not hiding anything in your body anywhere. And pretty soon people are going to say, you know what? I don't want the colonscope. I'm going to fly on something that's not colonscope air. And there would wind up being a happy medium between those two.
I suspect that you would find that the marketplace would come up with the right amount of screening that should be done. I think that it bears pointing out that the airplanes on 9/11 were used as weapons.
Yes.
So they weren't used. They didn't just kill the people that were in them. They killed people who were out of them, too.
Yes.
Or at least as the story goes. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, or you can Skype us. Our username is lrn.fm, 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Dr. Ngozi Obi is an emerging American author of Nigerian descent who's published two novels with an inspirational message. A third is in the works. Her first novel, Love's Destiny, follows Naira, a somewhat naive young woman, in a gripping tale of love lost and found. Her second novel, When Dreams and Visions Collide, follows Fern and friends as they discover what it takes to realize a dream and the true meaning of unconditional love. Dr. Obi's books are available where books are sold and ladyofdestiny.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
So you've
you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without a Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can call in and give your TSA horror story, because at this point it doesn't look like anyone's going to call in and defend the TSA. Sad thing. Frankly, at this point, I think it's so entrenched, I don't know how you'd get rid of it. These people have jobs. Well, they had jobs before the TSA, too. They'll be fine.
What's the quote? There's nothing so permanent as a temporary government agency.
Yeah. Well, they didn't say that the TSA was temporary, but I can assure you that it ain't going anywhere.
Right. I wasn't trying to allege that, you know, anybody ever said it was, but yeah, well, it's been here for 14 years, Mark. We can't just get rid of it.
I think the Boston Globe's correct when they say that the relationship between the public and the TSA has become poisonous. And if it becomes more poisonous, then maybe we have a chance of getting rid of this stupid government bureaucracy that robs people of their water bottles. But, you know.
Oh, we think that might be a bomb because it's over 3 ounces of liquid. Go place it in the trash receptacle 5 feet away from me that is totally not bomb resistant.
Well, in their defense, what the suggestion was is that there was some chemical experiment that went on in the bathroom on some, or that they were attending to make some chemical experiment happen over like a 6-hour flight or something.
Right.
So it would make sense to not be able to bring water on any flights that were less than 6 hours or more than 6 hours, but the less than ones, you know, then why do that? I don't know. It's all so silly, but.
Other
mandates that I want to point out that are kind of silly are many of these the Affordable Care Act mandates that are out there. I've managed to get around them to some extent in my family with Liberty Health Share. It's our solution to Obamacare, and it costs about half, a little more than half of what we were quoted for insurance. What it is it's an alternative to traditional health insurance. It's a health sharing organization of people who are sharing the costs of health care in an easy and efficient way. And it is. You can choose your doctor and choose your hospital. That should be enough right there. Half the price, choose your doctor, choose your hospital. Ought to be enough for you. You live out your values in health care. If you're paying for your own insurance, you need to check out Liberty HealthShare. Just go to Join LHS. That's Join LHS, as in Liberty HealthShare, LHS.com. Or you can call them on the telephone. I'll give you a telephone number. Join LHS.com, 800-722-8041. Join LHS.com, 800-722-8041. It works. It's great. Liberty HealthShare. Go ahead, Daryl, you were saying?
So I had a situation one time when I was flying, when I worked for the airline, and I would always keep essential hygiene products with me, so deodorant, toothbrush, toothpaste, just in case, miss a flight, you know, got to sleep in an airport, whatever.
Not a bad idea.
Was flying out of, or rather attempting to fly out of Billings, Montana. Went through security, and they said, we have to take your deodorant. And I was like, why? They said, well, because it's that liquid gel type stuff, and we can't see completely through it. Now, had it been the clear gel, they would have let me have it, but because it was the like the sport blend or whatever that had like green dye, they're like, no, we have to take it because it's green and it could be something that something explosive.
Yeah.
And I'm like, really? Really?
Yes.
Like, half of it's gone. There's like, you know,
once they say they're going to take
it. What else left? And they're like, yeah, we've got to take it. I was like, I've flown through and named off all the airports. Yeah. They're like, yeah, it doesn't matter.
Once they say they're going to take it, they can't undo that because then they, you know, their whole purpose for being there disappears. If you
there was nobody else in line to wind up, you know, them looking bad in front of.
If you
there was me.
If you can talk them out of taking what it is that they want to take, then, you know, then the smart talking terrorists win.
Yeah, the smart talking terrorists that pass an FBI background check and get a job with an airline.
Yeah, well,
and are wearing their airline employee badge around their neck.
Every one of those people that's working at the TSA passed some background check too, and they know just how incompetent they are. So they figure they've got to pass it on to you.
Yeah, but that was something, and I don't know if you had heard this story or not a while back.
Well, I can tell you a story of a friend who went through, took their bag that they had gone to the shooting range and accidentally brought their gun onto the airplane. The TSA didn't get their 380. That's pretty bad.
Well, there was a news story. I use the term news here incredibly lightly, but there was a story that was picked up by some media outlets claiming that there was some terrorist threat that would be using airline employees. And it's just completely asinine to think that, you know, somebody would be that deep, undercovered somehow, something to where they could pass the FBI background check, have the job with the airline for long enough to get whatever knowledge, and then go wind up blowing something up. Like, it makes no sense.
Let's go on with the article here from the Boston Globe. Effective defense against airline terrorism doesn't require patting down grandmothers or confiscating eye drops. It requires sophisticated counter-terror intelligence, which is what stopped the 2006 liquid bomb plot. And it calls for passengers to be vigilant, which is ultimately what foiled the underwear and shoe bombers.
The liquid bomb plot, by the way, was not stopped by TSA. That was something in the UK.
Right. TSA has never stopped.
The underwear bomb thing was not a U.S. domestic flight or even a flight leaving the U.S. going internationally. It was a flight coming across the ocean into the U.S. from somewhere, as was the shoe bomber. Both the underwear and the shoe bomber were international flights headed to the U.S., and those were stopped by passengers on the planes.
Yep, the TSA is neither of these.
I'm still wondering why we don't have to remove our pants and our underpants.
Because of the underwear
bomber? Well, there was the underwear bomber. We have to remove our shoes because of the shoestring bomber guy, or at least that's the claim. Oh, you've got to remove your shoes because of the shoestring bummer. I'm wearing flip-flops. It doesn't matter. You have to remove them.
Yep, that was the big joke at the time. The underwear bomber is oh man, we had to take off our shoes because of the shoe bombers. What are they going to do to us because of the underwear bomber? Going on with the Boston Globe, the TSA supplies neither vigilant passengers nor sophisticated counterintelligence. Its enormous budget can be put to far better use at $7 billion. It's frequently been observed that the rigmarole at U.S. airports provides not security, but security theater. A show designed to make travelers feel safer without actually enhancing their safety. At $7 billion a year, what makes the TSA the most extravagant theatrical production in history? Isn't it time to bring the show to a close? I think they could probably just as easily put up some fancy-looking cameras and claim that these cameras can see through your clothes and baggage and then scare people into it, into being good, just because we have magic cameras.
Well, and then you would have the conspiracy theory sort of people freaking out. Oh, they can see my wee-wee through my clothes. The Illuminati has the cameras, and they've got all of my naked selfies from every time I walk by the airport.
There you go. Let's go to George calling in on Skype. George, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Mark.
This is the former TSA George.
Yeah.
Now Uber Lyft George.
Yep. But yeah, I was mainly calling in about the whole thing about like all these people getting offended about the least little thing in college campuses and everything. Like I called a radical a couple of days ago about it. Anyway, I came up with a theory on what causes it and something wise.
And what causes
like
what? Help me out here. What is it we're talking about?
Like, you know, all these social justice warriors getting offended about every little teeny-weeny thing, and, you know, and it's the whole country practically tearing itself apart. Anyway, I think what it is like it was the fall of the Soviet Union, we no longer had an enemy that could wipe out the whole country that we could unite against.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and because of that, it started in the 90s, and right afterwards, like, okay, this big bad guy that we all hate is now defeated. What's the next thing we should fight about? Because at that point, up to that point, it's like we spent our whole lives, being mobilized to, some kind of battle, But between that and the fact that human beings are hardwired to have an us versus them mentality.
So what we need is aliens. We need
an alien invasion. What?
That's what Paul Krugman says. That would stimulate the economy tremendously.
But yeah,
I think you might be right.
TSA?
Sadly,
yeah,
we are.
What was the thing about the TSA you were talking about? I wouldn't let this be live, so I'll put a weigh in on that if I can.
Okay, hold the line if you would. 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live. The number is 855-453. You can call in and, well, talk about alien invasions or the TSA.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock's CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
The new fourth edition of Healing Our World, The Compassion of Libertarianism, will take your understanding of liberty to a deeper level and has over 1,300 updated references, new cartoons, and a foreword by Dr. Ron Paul. With discounts for multiple book purchases, the new Healing Our World is a great gift this Christmas for the liberals, pragmatists, environmentalists, and Christians in your life who think libertarianism is cold-hearted. Get yours today at healing.freetalklive.com and use promo code FTL for a $5 discount.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.